I suppose ultimately, Roberto, another 2 points dropped. How are you feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, you look to win your games, and it did start quite well for us the first half. We went ahead, and we thought we could go on and score the second one as well. And Brentford came back into the game in the second half, which you expect. But you know, in this beginning of the season, we've not been able to see out the games. You know, when we're leading, and that's happened again. And it's something that we need to work through. We need to break this barrier of being able to hang on to a lead. You know,
I just feel Bristol City here again today against Brentford can't really be a coincidence now, can it, Roberto? How do you arrest this slide of letting in late goals?
I think the only way is to get a 1-0 or a 2-1 to get it over the line, you know, so that we know we can do it, you know. Obviously, the last 10 minutes were a little bit nervous in fact of this that we've conceded late on in the previous game, and it's something that we're talking about and trying to sort out as quick as possible. But it's happened again today, and it's costing us a lot of points.
Is this confidence issue still a problem with your squad this season? The confidence problems that they suffered last year.
Looking at Sunday, I didn't think that there was a confidence issue. Also, the first half, we started very brightly. Scored a really good goal with Kodjo as well. It caused a lot of problems there on the right. And we were on top of the game, I thought. And we wanted to get the second one in the second half. We probably have a few good counters with, again, a chance with Kodjo, one with Jordan Ayew, and so on. But it wasn't enough, you know. We should have taken advantage of the lead and tried to score or work their goalkeeper more in the second half.
How disappointed are you that Brentford were so dominant in that second half?
Yes, I mean, Sunday we came out, or we did the 90 minutes, put them under pressure. Today, second half, I think we started to drop. Maybe, you know, having in the back of our mind the fact that we haven't been able to close a game or see a game out. So we dropped a little bit too deep, conceded a little bit too much space to them. And conceded the equaliser later on.
You'll be aware, you'll have heard it, huge boos at the final whistle. Do you feel perhaps you're slightly losing the fans this early on in the season?
No, I mean, you know, we had a terrific game on Sunday, and today, I think first half was okay, second half wasn't good. And certainly the beginning of our season in terms of points tally is not very good. And we can all see that, obviously, and I think we all share the same frustration.
Look at the positives if we can. Jonathan Codger, you've got a world-class striker, and that was a world-class goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got off the mark, got a great goal. Was very lively. He's a very important player for us, so will be.
The injuries seem to be building up a bit now. What can you tell us, sort of early assessment on Ross McCormack and Richie Delatt? Of course, yeah. Greenish got playing as well today.
Yeah, Jack couldn't make it. He felt his hamstring. Couldn't make the game. Ross had to come off at half-time. He got a knock on his knee. And Richie, we had to take off, and we left to assess him. He's in quite a bit of pain.
You started the first half really crisp, sharp, and the passing was excellent. Second half, you weren't as tidy with the ball, and that really keeps the opposition in the game.
Yeah, I want us to play more the ball, you know, in the second half, like we did in the first half, you know, just keep playing the ball, keep passing the ball around, and finding those spaces like we did in the first half. And it didn't happen in the second half.
I mean, listen, you're a coach, you're not a magician, but how do you explain that? Because it must drive you nuts when you see, you know, half an hour of excellent stuff and then an hour of not so excellent. How do you work that out in your mind?
It's one that you have to analyse, and you have to try to improve, working with the players on the pitch, also psychologically, that, you need to be brave enough to get on the ball, especially when you're leading. We should actually be happy to have the ball because we are leading. So we need to find a way that we can overcome this issue.
That is, I mean, people talk about keeping the ball. That is courage, isn't it? Wanting the ball, you know, when you're under the cosh, wanting the ball and keeping the ball. That's real courage.
Yes, you know, we ask our players to be brave, to show for the ball, and they do it. Maybe not to the extent that we would like, but you know, compared to Sunday, Sunday was good in those terms. Today, second half wasn't.
It's just tougher games up and coming, by the sound of it. You know, Ipswich, Newcastle. Seeing teams off is going to be very important. If you get your nose in front, you'd want them to see them off.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a barrier we have to break through. We've been ahead quite a few times now, and we've not managed to do that. So every game is tough, Tom. I mean, you saw today, Sunday, every game is a tough one. You know, the oppositions are good. And we just have to overcome this. We have to break through this thing, you know, that we can see later on.
And you have to put up with another thing, of course, and that is that teams come here and they're playing at Villa Park. And for many teams who come from places like Griffin Park, it's going to be, you know, almost a Wembley appearance for them.
Yeah, we know. I mean, obviously, we know that for them it's you know, one of the most important games of the season, and they play always to the best of their ability when they play against us. But it's something that we know, and we deal with it, and we have to deal with it.